Good morning, you deplorables. You know, I've been doing this show for maybe over 2 years now. We've evolved, information has changed, some things that we hoped would pan out in our favor didn't, actually a lot of things didn't. But in the last couple years, I'm not going to lie to you. Even I'm surprised. I know I tell you all the time, I say, nothing that we see could surprise us, surprise me. Like, I feel like an imbecile because I'm like, yeah, nah, you know, I know we're ruled by a bunch of evil, crooked, corrupt, demonic entities, if that's what these people want to pass them. They can't pass themselves off as human because no human would do this stuff. But every now and then, something comes along and I'm even like, what? I'm going to show you guys exactly what I'm talking about. But I'm going to start somewhere else first. Turns out that there's a person, what's his name, Scott Adams, from what I understand, this guy was bashing us, all us anti-vaxxers. He gave us a title, anti-vaxxers, translation, smart people, and for whatever reason, he thinks this is like some type of competition, but I'll show you guys exactly what I'm talking about. Okay? But later on in the show, I'm going to show you something that does not sit too well in my stomach.
Having said as clearly as possible that the anti-vax people seem to be the winners, I want you to hear that clearly. The anti-vax people appear to be the winners. The anti-vaxxers clearly are the winners at this point, and I think it'll probably stay that way. And I don't want to put any shade on that whatsoever. They came out the best. They have the winning position. The unvaccinated have a current advantage because they feel better. The thing they're not worrying about is what I have to worry about, which is, I wonder if that vaccination 5 years from now, because really the anti-vaxxers, I think, were really just distrustful of big companies and big government. That's never wrong. It's never wrong to distrust government. It's never wrong to distrust big companies. So if you just took the position, let's just distrust everything the government did, well, you won. You won. You won completely. I did not end up in the right place. Agree? You would all agree with that, right? I did not end up in the right place. The right place would be natural immunity, no vaccination. You should take victory, and I should take defeat. We can agree on that, right? That my position is now the weakest, and your position has gone from the weakest to the strongest, and that we can just say that's true. The people who didn't get vaxxed are absolutely in the winning position. You win. You win. You are the winners. You are the winners. All right. Let me say that part with no ambiguity. You won. You won. All of my fancy analytics got me to a bad place. All of your heuristics, don't trust these guys, it's obvious, totally worked.
Now, for the record, there's no winners or losers. I don't want to say smart people and dumb people. I don't want to put it that way. But it's just the people that were 100% fully aware of how evil the people that run this place are. And we're going to get into that a lot more in a second. I take no pride in saying, yes, I'm the winner. I'm one of the unvaccinated. I don't take any pride in that. Somebody in that guy's video also said the same thing. A lot of people like dragged his ass under the bus, and rightfully so, because it's not about winners and losers. But they said, listen, every single one of us has a family member that has been vaccinated, a friend that has been vaccinated. Do you think we're going to take pleasure in knowing that those people may succumb to that vaccine one day? We just don't know what day it is. Of course we do. We're not evil like the other side. No one likes death. No one likes to see people die, except for pedophiles. Actually, I get a kick out of it. But you understand what I mean? It's not about I was right and you was wrong. It's that you didn't see the writing on the wall. You trust the government? You trust Pharmakia? Well, if you did, and if you do, then that was your first mistake. They, like, honestly, given his age, he was around in the 70s. Doesn't he remember this?
Good evening, everybody. I'm Bill Bonds, and here's a look at what's happening tonight. And what's happening is that the swine flu vaccination program ground to a halt from coast to coast today. There have been now 12 reported deaths so far, with victims dying just a few hours after receiving those inoculative shots. All of the victims were elderly persons, and all, we are told, died of apparent heart attacks. In the state of Michigan, the state health director, Maurice Risen, ordered a stop to all swine flu shots after three Michigan men died hours after receiving their vaccinations. Health officials estimate that 10,000 Michigan people have already received their shots, and President Gerald Ford told ABC Television News tonight that he intends to get his vaccination.
Oh, Gerald Ford said he's going to get his vaccination. Doesn't that kind of remind you of Joe Biden? But, Monkey? I know you're watching, Monkey. You know who I'm talking to. I'm starting to get that same energy, Monkey. I'm starting to get that same energy. Because there was somebody else that told us to go and take our vaccines and never really push back on it. Donald Trump. I hate to actually say that out loud, but Monkey. I made every excuse that I possibly could, but I cannot unlook or unsee the damage that has been done already. Don't listen to these bullshit numbers about 30,000 deaths. Dude, there's been hundreds of millions of people that died after taking that vaccine. The media just don't report it. Okay? And if Google tries to fact check me or Snopes or whatever the fuck, they're in bed with the same people. Hide it. When it came to COVID deaths, they made sure they knew every time somebody flatlined. But when it came to vaccine deaths, quiet as a fucking mouse. But not only that, it gets worse because it seems that something else is going to start happening real soon. But I don't work in a hospital. I work here for you guys. But I'm going to have somebody that actually does work in a hospital tell you what she thinks is coming next. Watch.
I work for a large hospital system in Broward County, Florida, on the anesthesia team. Last night, the house nurse manager came to my department and told us that we must prepare for a COVID crisis that's going to start next week. And they're going, the hospital will be taking part of our recovery unit, anesthesia recovery unit, to house COVID patients. And that we should, that we cannot allow surgical patients' families to come visit them, which we do pre and post surgery, pre and post anesthesia. And I looked at her and I said, how do you know we're going, you're going to need our rooms, our bays? And how do you know there's going to be a crisis next week? She tilted down her glasses. She looked at me and she said, you know what's going on by now. And I said, yeah, I do. And everyone else just went, oh, here we go again, and shrugged their shoulders. Does anyone else find this really strange besides me?
And you may think that that woman was bullshitting her. No, she wasn't. They are going to have a COVID-19 crisis. They are. What is COVID-19? What do I always tell you guys? COVID-19 was never an airborne virus. COVID-19 was the vaccine. I keep telling everybody this over and over and over again. And you see what's happening, and that's in Florida. Before we get to the really scary part, I want you guys to hear something. Listen.
This is all part of the so-called fourth industrial revolution, which entails the blurring of boundaries between the physical, digital, and biological world. And that revolution is very much taking place as we speak. In fact, most of the response to the pandemic has relied on fourth industrial revolution technologies, such as genetic sequencing, vaccine biotechnology, and contact tracing, aka mass surveillance software. And if you still believe that all of this is for the greater good and it won't be used against us, then I have to say I'm sorry, but you're being dangerously naive. Transhumanism will be presented to us as the Holy Grail, but in fact, it's the poisoned chalice. I can imagine that some of you still might be thinking that I'm exaggerating this, but well, the reality is that I'm not the one saying it, they are. All we have to do is listen. For example, some years ago at the annual meeting of the World Economic Forum, Yuval Noah Harari said, and I quote, "Soon corporations and governments will be able to hack all people. This will be the greatest revolution in biology since the very beginning of life. Science is replacing evolution with intelligent design, not the intelligent design of some god above the clouds, but our intelligent design," end of quote. Bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, we don't take our enemies seriously enough. We can't seem to imagine that there are people on this earth who want to create a new human, a new world that is evil.
That is evil. They're not lying to us anymore. When the people that want you dead tell you the truth, listen. Now, that's not even the scariest part. The scariest part comes from something not even related to human beings, but it has everything to do with this mRNA, graphene, AI, mass surveillance state, mark of the beast stuff, right? We talk all the time about zombies, about the zombies, about the zombies. Buster sent me something. And when I first started watching it, I had no idea where we were going with it. But as the video kept playing, I said, holy shit, this is exactly why Buster sent this to me. We spoke the other night on the live stream about the possibility that these people that were injected with the Satan poison with the help of the 5G will now be controllable. You understand what I mean? frequencies. Graphene. I've showed you videos already on the graphene, how the graphene responds to certain frequencies, the mRNA is attacking your DNA, blah, 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 right? We hear zombies, I'm pretty sure a lot of you laugh and snicker to yourselves and you say, Doc is talking about the walking dead. I'm going to show you something that Buster sent me. And in a comment section, or most of my subscribers, you guys have my number so you could just text me. I want you to let me know what you think. Watch.
Identify any parts of the ant where the fungus was present. Ant's body the fungus infects. Surely, they thought, the fungus's mind control ability would be focused inside the ant's head. So they worked to identify any parts of the ant where the fungus was present. And to their surprise, they found fungal cells not just in the ant's head, but also in the thorax and gaster. And intriguingly, they also found fungal cells in abundance inside the legs. Next, they wanted to see how much of the fungus infects the brain of the ant. Using a laser scanning microscope, they examined the nervous tissue in the head of infected ants and found something profoundly unexpected. The fungus doesn't touch the ant's brain at all. Fungal cells were concentrated directly outside the brain, but none were observed inside the brain. How can the fungus control the ant's mind if its actual mind is untouched? Next, they looked closer at the fungus growing in the rest of the ant's body. Here, they found fungal cells present between the muscle fibers in both the head and leg regions. To quantify the amount of fungus in each sequential image scan, they used a deep learning algorithm that could quickly identify fungal cells from ant tissue that could then build a 3D model. Doing this by hand would have taken months, but instead, they got the result in days. Scientists could then start to see that the hyphal bodies, the yeast-like circular fungal cells, were connected to other hyphal bodies by short tubes, and that some of these hyphae invade the ant's muscles, penetrating the cell membranes and growing inside. Elsewhere in the fungal world, fungal tubes like this are known to allow for the transfer of chemicals, nutrients, and information. So these connections, the tubes, the penetrating fibers, point to an intricate network inside the ant's body, connecting the fungal cells to each other and to the ant's muscles. All of this suggests that the fungus isn't using mind control to transport itself where it needs to go, but rather muscle control in a full body takeover. The ant's mind may, in fact, be completely unaffected, meaning it's trapped as a prisoner in its own body, with the fungus in control. Exactly what chemical signals the fungus sends to the ant muscles to cause it to do its bidding is still unknown, however.
Did you hear that shit? So the ant, I'll paraphrase the whole thing and try and break it down as fast and as simple as I could. The ant was exposed to a certain fungus, right? They kept observing over and over again. The ant, they tested the ant to see if the ant had the fungus growing in his brain, right? Turns out the fungus never made its way to the ant's brain. It was in his head, but it never made its way to the ant's brain. But instead, what the fungus did was attached itself to the ant's legs, you know, arms, whatever the hell you want to call it, his muscles. As in his motor operations. In other words, the ant, even though conscious, had no control over his body. So his body could do one thing even if his brain is saying no, no, no. Doesn't that kind of remind you of something?
Everybody eats. Everybody eats meat and fish and cereal, carrots, peas and beets. Everybody knows.
See what I'm talking about? Your brain is 100% coherent but your body is under control of something else. Think about the vaccine. Think about the graphene, the mRNA, God knows what other type of Satan juice they put in it. And then think about the 5G. Think about the purple or blue, whatever color you want to call it, lights all of a sudden popping up all over the country. Are we still not getting it yet? I'm not saying that that's going to happen in real time. But if I were an evil genius that wanted to wipe out humankind, wipe out complete cities, civilization as a whole, and let's say like the Georgia Guidestones, get the population down to about 500 million. If I was smart enough and I had the money and the resource, Bill Gates, wouldn't be bad. Remember the video I showed you with the little demonically possessed girl? We all have to repent. Vaccinated, unvaccinated. Repent, man. Could be the best thing that ever happened to any of you. Now, before I get to the really fucked up part of the show. So far we're being hit. Think of everything we went over. We got vaccine? Obviously. We got the media lies and all the bullshit. Like, it's guys, it's like we're being hit at 50 different angles at once. All at once. But there's still one I'm still trying to make sense of. And we're going to get into that. But first, I want to show you guys something so fascinating. It was a video that was sent to me by Nicole over in Holland. And this is a very fascinating video. I want you guys to check this out. I know, seems dumb, right? No, what you just examined was termites that was on the top and ants that was on the bottom. Both of the different insects formed a barrier to protect the ones that were moving. Go back and watch it. So the termites, we would never think that these insects could do this. But they can. Oh, God's not stupid. The termites to the top formed a barrier. And the ants, you couldn't really see them because ants are small. And they weren't moving. They formed a barrier. So as the termites were moving, the ants were moving in the other direction. But even though termites are a lot bigger than ants, no one broke that line. Two different types of insects. But they respected each other's shit. You get what I mean? Nicole, thank you for sending that to me. That is a very fascinating video. Termites put their people up to stand guard. Their people. All right. Termites put their niggas up to stand guard. So they were sitting there looking at the ants. The ants put their people up. And their people are sitting there looking at the termites. Like, as long as you let them pass, we won't mess with you. You don't mess with us, we won't mess with you. That is extraordinary. I've never seen something like that before. We all like to believe that these are just wild animals. Actually, they're really friggin' intelligent. But not as intelligent or masterful as this genius that finds a landmine in the middle of the desert and goes to step on it to see if it's real.
See, شوف تفجر ولا تفجر شي سنه بعد عاش تضربني زين سي يا فسد يا سي شوف هذا لو هو اي ثابت اي كان هنا سي سي لو ما
تنسى guys I don't mean to laugh but come on man If his friend with the camera was, he kept saying C. I believe they were speaking Arabic. However, I don't know if C in Arabic is the same as in Spanish. But if his friend really egged him on to do that, you know that dude has no legs anymore. If he's not dead, that dude has no legs anymore. Why would you do that? Why would anybody do that? It reminds me of the other one. Remember the guy with the RPG? With the head of the RPG, he said, as you guys could see, this one is a dummy. Psh, blows the fuck up. Pretty sure he's dead. But what an idiot. Who does that? It's like being in an airplane and looking at the ground and saying, hey, you think I could land on my legs? No, you're going to die as soon as you hit the fucking ground. Anyway, all right. This last video I'm going to show you guys should really bake your noodle. Because I showed you a video like this already where there was something extremely close to the sun. Now, we've all heard tales of Planet X or Nibiru, whatever you want to call it, and how it was supposed to be coming back around this time. We know about the chemtrails. We know about the deliberate cloud cover. I told you guys several times, I have not seen the sun in so long. I miss it. I miss the sun. We don't see it anymore. Every day is just gloomy, like the movie Jennifer's Body. We know that in, what was it, 2018, when Bill Gates first said, yeah, we need to block out the sun in order to prevent climate change. That was 2018. This is 2023. If you hear about it, it means they're doing it already. Geoengineering, fucking, what do you want to call it? Terraforming. We already knew about it. But this shit just got a whole lot scarier. I've been on airplanes. Several. Since I was, what, 2? My grandmother started taking me to Jamaica as a child, me and my brother. I've never seen anything like this before. I know that there's a cloud cover in some parts of the country, depending on the weather. You know, if there's like a storm, we'd fly above it. I've never heard of 2 different deliberate versions of cloud cover. Almost as if they are blocking out the sun to prevent us from seeing something. Well, once you see this, there's actually no way that you could unsee it. Leave it in the comments. What the hell do you think this is? And more importantly, what's going on? And what do you think the purpose of all of this is? Let me shut up. Watch. Thank you.
there's an object at the 1 o'clock position of our sun. And these clouds, layers of clouds, create a distorting effect so you won't see it. Look at the 1 o'clock position. There is an object sitting right next to our sun. And most people will look up in the sky and not see this. Today is December the 5th, 2019, 8:54, Dallas, Texas. Look at the sky. You're under the cloud cover. Lighting has been reduced so that we can see beyond the glare. Notice this cloud cover presents you. See what's happening right in front of your face. If we have a visitor, that visitor is in very close proximity to our sun. What that's doing, I don't know. What you can see is right there. All you have to do is look up.
Now, you tell me, what the hell is that? What do we know for a fact? We know that eventually they were going to have to make up some bullshit excuse for why they had to cloud up the skies so that we could, you know, we couldn't see through. They said it was to reflect the sun rays to prevent climate change. We all know that's horseshit. We know for a fact that NASA has these big-ass machines, God knows how many of them, probably all over the world, where they create phony, bogus clouds. What do I know for a fact? I know for a fact that when I first moved here in 2020, the sun was out every single day, and it's no longer out anymore. What I also know for a fact is in that video, there was complete cloud cover, and even above the cloud cover that restricts our visibility of the sun, there was also another cloud cover on top of that. And what did we also see? Just like in that other video that I showed you guys, there's something extremely close to the sun, like it's just sitting there. Now, as far as the guy said about visitors, that's all bullshit. We can't leave here. But what is it? What are they trying to do? We hear about China making artificial suns. God knows what the hell our government is up to. What is that? And we were deliberately given a bullshit cover story to try and cover up their tracks before the fact. Climate change, global warming. All horseshit. To add insult to injury, Netflix, Hollywood, deliberately put out a movie mocking us called Don't Look Up, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, of course. So as not even just Americans, all of us, pay attention to our stupid fucking cell phones and look at tweets. Look at, I don't know, Facebook. Is Snapchat even a thing? I wouldn't know. Instagram. As long as we're looking down, we have no reason to look up. And it turns out that the reason why they don't want us to look up could possibly be the most important thing of our lifetimes. If you're going to ask me, like, hey, Doc, what do you think it is? I have no idea. Any suggestion or statement I could make is, it's all speculation. I can't tell you what that is. I have no idea. But I know that there's a reason why they're hiding it. Did you guys hear what I said? 2020, I moved here. It was sunny every day, even in the winter. I haven't seen the sun in God knows how long. Now, I know Droc is down in Florida with B and David and the rest of the crew. And I asked them in the live stream, I'm like, do you guys see the sun down there? And Drock said, yeah, we see the sun. Then what the fuck is going on up here? I don't know. You guys are sure as shit getting sprayed on. I know that for a fact. Because they're spraying everybody. Kind of like we're, I don't know, insects to them. Or at least that's the way they think of us. And if you don't think so, you're sadly mistaken. What's going on can't be good. Can't be good. Nothing's good when they have to hide it from you. Remember that. I want to hear all about it in tonight's live stream. If you're not on Telegram, go to Telegram. If you don't have it, download the app. Go to @PatriotClubBot. Sign up. Become a member of Dr. Patriot Club. And we could talk about it tonight. But as for everybody else that's already on Telegram, there's a lot of you now. We have to talk about this shit in tonight's live stream. I love you guys. God bless you. Say a prayer. Even if you're going to work, just stop and just talk to Jesus a little bit. And just ask him for guidance. That's it. That's all you got to do. I do it all the time. Sometimes when I'm sitting on a toilet. But that's just me. God bless you guys. I'll see you tonight.